welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily and today's podcast is all about smart shopping. I'm in the Parliament. I'm excited to be with Alison Johnston, Green MSP for Lothian and Green Councillor for Meadows and Morningside Ward, and also with Gordon Miller, Environmental Campaigner.
I think the first motion I raised in the council was to make Edinburgh a plastic bag-free city. Wouldn't it be fantastic if the capital city could lead the way and say, hey, this can be done? But, you know, bureaucracy and politics being what they are, we've encountered a few obstacles on the way. But now we've seen the Welsh Assembly have a levy in place, and we've seen countries like Rwanda, given their recent history, you know, they've banned them. Italy have banned them. There are lots of countries who are saying, actually, a levy isn't good enough. These are damaging and they're wasteful. Let's just get rid of them entirely.
Gordon, you've worked with Alison already on this. Could you tell us a bit more about it?
Sure. I come from a social media background, and I linked up with a group in California called the Plastic Pollution Coalition, who are very progressive, and they see the plastic bag as a metaphor for our mass consumption and our throwaway society. So I thought maybe we could do something about getting rid of the plastic bag in this country, in Scotland. And I googled plastic bags in Edinburgh and discovered that Alison Johnston, who was a councillor at the time, had actively campaigned on this issue with some success. And I was delighted to meet with Alison, and we realised we had this issue in common and were able to work together on this issue.
I think I was really, really pleased to hear from Gordon, because, you know, his background on this issue just shows that this is a global issue. You know, it affects us locally, but it's also a worldwide issue. And through Gordon's work, you know, he's raising awareness of the fact that we now have vast islands of plastics floating about in our oceans. But we see them here in Edinburgh. You know, they're stuck in our trees, they're in our school railings, they're clogging drains, they're damaging wildlife, and it just seems such a shame because they're so unnecessary.
And can you explain the levy that's in Wales? What does that mean, a levy?
Well, it just means that when you buy a plastic bag, you pay a charge. And it may be a small charge, but it's enough to make people think, is this how I want to spend my money? Or could I bring a reusable bag with me? And with Gordon, our sort of last concerted campaigning action was to encourage the council to copy, roll out Greener Leith's fantastic reusable bag scheme, which not only stops people using plastic bags, it means they're advertising their local shops and there's an incentive to use the local shops, who are suffering with a number of supermarkets that have been given planning permission in the city. And I think it's such a win-win. It really encourages community cohesion, stops people travelling to supermarkets, and I think, you know, a lot of people that way get to know how good their local shops are. You know, it is a myth that the supermarket's always cheaper. And it does encourage waste. You know, you go in there for some tea bags and you come out with who knows what else.
I think what we need to recognise is that we all as individuals have value. And now we have a platform to express ourselves. And the question is, how do we use this platform? And using Facebook, Twitter, you can connect with people globally instantly. So for the story that went in The Guardian earlier this year, I was able to put it out across my networks around the world and start a viral campaign, which was very successful. It was the highest likes they'd had for anything they'd done through this Guardian local blog as well. And it just highlights the fact that as individuals, we can make a change. If you look at the Time Person of the Year for 2011, it was the protester. No longer do we have to listen to small groups of individuals that tell us what to do. We have a voice and we can use it. And we can use it for good and we can use it for change. So individuals can change the world using social media. And there are lots of us. There are hundreds of millions of us.
Very encouraging, Gordon. What would you say to someone that would say a plastic bag, it's not giving off gases. If it does go to landfill, it doesn't take up that much space. It just sort of sits there in the ground. It's not like food waste that's giving off harmful methane. So what would you say if people say, well, plastic, it's not really that much of a problem.
I think we can expand a wee bit further than just a single-use plastic shopping carrier bag, and we can look at straws, and we can look at the rise in takeaway coffees that maybe 10, 15 years ago, none of us really bought these, but now there are millions of them, and these have single-use plastic lids, single-use stirrers. So it is a bit more than just a plastic bag, and the sheer volume of waste is horrifying, absolutely horrifying. It's important to remember that plastic is forever. It is a new substance which appeared over the last century, and there are popular misconceptions that this stuff can be recycled. In fact, it can only be downcycled, or even if it's incinerated, it goes into tiny particulate bits that pollute the seas and get back into the food chain as well. So we have to be sensible how we use this substance, and it's wonderful in many ways. The focus is on single-use plastic, and I would go beyond reuse and recycle, and I would start with refuse. Refuse single-use plastic. Carrier bags, straws, a lid on your latte, we don't need it. We have alternatives.
If your ban took place and someone was coming home and they remembered they needed to quickly pick up some milk and some eggs and they didn't have a bag, what would you suggest? They buy a reusable bag at that point, or how would they get around?
It's difficult, and it's very realistic, and I've been in that situation myself. It's to change behaviour is difficult in our busy society where everyone's working and the supermarkets are taking over and appear to make things easier for us. This is where a levy can be a good thing. It can discourage people from using single-use bags, because you have to pay for them. It's a reminder to take one. What I have seen, however, very encouraging and anecdotally, is a huge rise in the amount of bags for life. If you look around Edinburgh, you will see people with canvas bags, with other bags, even from supermarkets, that they will continue to use as well.
The Scottish Seabird Centre, I was there when they chopped open a fulmar and actually looked in the stomach of a bird, and there were the little plastic particles that you talked about. A lot of seabirds now, I think it's at least 40% of the contents of their stomach is plastic. So this is really a much bigger issue than I think people realised. Could you tell us a bit more about the scale of the problem globally?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because we've got a very good example. Alison spoke quite rightly about what we see around us on school railings and trees. It's there. But when we think about a throwaway society, where is a way? There's no way on a globe. It's out of sight, out of mind, but it all gathers somewhere. There's a film being made just now out in an island in the middle of the Pacific called Midway Journey by a renowned American artist called Chris Jordan. And Midway Island was a US naval base in World War II. It's the most remote landmass in the world. It's 2,000 miles from any other landmass. On there, there's a huge albatross colony, which is being decimated by plastic pollution. It's absolutely horrifying. It's a weird paradox that somewhere so beautiful, somewhere so remote, is being wiped out by our lifestyle. We are the weapons of mass consumption. It's the wildlife that's paying for this. And on this island, it's littered with, it's quite gruesome actually, with the skeletons of albatross colonies. And inside the ribcage, you can see through it, it is quite gruesome. You can see lighters, you can see plastic bottle lids, straws jammed in their gut. And it's absolutely horrifying. So there is no away in our throwaway society.
If I can maybe come in there, I think a couple of months ago I joined the Marine Conservation Society here in Edinburgh on Crammond Beach. And we were working in groups of four, and I think we were given, 20 square metres each. And I have to say, I looked at the beach at first and I thought, oh, this isn't going to take us long, there's nothing here. But, we were given the litter pickers, and the amount of stuff we found in that space was quite incredible. There were sanitary towels galore, the plastic that comes off those. There were cotton buds. There was just one piece of plastic waste after another that's washing up on the foreshores where we all take our children to play and walk at the weekends. So that's a local example of the global devastation that plastic is wreaking.
As a capital city with a strong philosophical progressive history, we should be doing a wee bit more here in Edinburgh, one of the capitals of the world, which is why I've been working with Alison to do something starting here in our own capital.
And there is a great deal of support out there, and I think we need to use that support to make sure something really does happen this time.
Thank you for listening to the Green Elite Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily. Today's podcast was all about smart shopping. You can follow this podcast series by logging on to greenelite.org/zero waste. These podcasts are funded by Vegware, Changeworks and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grant.